The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I just took a kick to the stomach. You ever, something that just takes your breath away in a bad way? You just feel like somebody came up and just punched you in the stomach and you've lost all your breath? Just happened. One of our listeners just sent me a notice from our Columbus Zoo. I love our Columbus Zoo. One of the best zoos in America, by some organizations voted to be the number one zoo in America. I'm from Southern California. And the best zoo, best, was always the San Diego Zoo. Many people rate the Columbus Zoo better than the San Diego Zoo. It's one of the finest zoos in all of the world. WRFD has had some events at the Columbus Zoo. And one of our listeners just sent me a notice about an event occurring tonight and tomorrow at the Columbus Zoo, and both of these evenings are a complete sellout. I hadn't even heard about it until today. What is it? Sunset Safari with Nina West. That's tonight and tomorrow night. I am looking at the calendar of the Columbus Zoo. Sunset Safari with Nina West. This date is sold out. That's tonight. Tomorrow night, Sunset Safari with Nina West. This date is sold out. Now, who in the world is Nina West? Remember the big hullabaloo at the Delaware Library? The drag queen thing up at the Delaware Library? Nina West. Now, I just want to say this. Nobody but the drag community had ever heard of Nina West before the big controversy up in Delaware. People up in Delaware spoke out, called the library, called city officials, called the mayor's office up in Delaware, and it was canceled. This drag event was canceled at the library. It was held at some comic place, which I guess that's where it belongs. And because of the controversy, Nina West, which is, by the way, not his real name, this is a man. He's not even a transvestite, not a transsexual, just a man that likes to dress up like a woman and pretend to be a woman. Columbus, just a couple of weeks ago, named a street after Nina West. And again, please remember, Nina West is a fictional character. Nina West doesn't exist except in the warped, perverted mind of this man who likes to go around dressed as a woman and dance in provocative ways and so on and so forth. That's who Nina West is, a drag queen. Sunset Safari with Nina West at the Columbus Zoo. Now, I'm not sure. I'm trying to find out. Someone said it's a fundraiser for the zoo. I don't know whether that's true or not. I don't know. But it's sold out tonight, tomorrow night. Again, I'm looking at the calendar for the Columbus Zoo. I'm just so sad. I'm so sad because this whole drag thing is so harmful to children. And it is. I'm not being an old fuddy-duddy. I'm not being a hate-mongering bigot. I'm telling you the truth. This is harmful to children. And yet, our Columbus Zoo sponsoring it. Well, if you If you desire to, hey, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but if you desire to, I would call the Columbus Zoo and just ask kindly but firmly, what in the world are you doing having a drag event at the Columbus Zoo? Tonight, tomorrow night, sold out. Just, oh, I'm just, again, one of our listeners sent it to me, and the respect, the love that I have for our Columbus Zoo, it's a great place. Take your kids, your grandkids. And now this. Anyway, I just pass that along to you. Do with it as you desire, but oh my goodness. What a wicked world we're living in today. What a wicked world we're living in. And I had this actually in my stack earlier, and I missed it. I don't know how I missed it, because it was talking about Israel, archaeological discoveries in Israel and so forth, and I had intended to bring this story to your attention at that time, and somehow I missed it. But here's the headline. Israel unveils ancient road where Jesus walked to the temple. Now, let me say first, when you go to Israel, and I hope you'll all go, and remember, you can go with Salem Media coming this December. It is filling up. I don't think it's full yet, but it is filling up. But you can get the details at thewordcolumbus.com. It's a Stand With Israel tour. When you go to Israel, please understand that a lot of the places are not authentic. Not all of them, but many of them. One place you will certainly go is the Upper Room. Well, we know that what is now called the Upper Room was built probably in the 1400s. So it's obviously not the place where the disciples had the Last Supper. It's probably close, but it's not the actual place. Even though it's called the Room of the Upper Room or whatever, it's not. The Via Dolorosa. The Via Dolorosa. We have no idea whether Jesus actually took that path to Calvary. We don't know. It's the traditional site and so forth. But we don't know. This, however, seems to be authentic. They have called it the Pilgrim's Road, and it was the main thoroughfare that people would take to the ancient Jewish temple from the Pool of Siloam. Pool of Siloam was built by King Hezekiah. It was discovered in 2004. It was hidden under a potato field, and it was discovered by accident after a pipe burst, and they had to do excavations to fix this water pipe, and they found this road. And Israeli authorities have determined that this is a 2,000-year-old road, and it was the main thoroughfare from Roman-area Jerusalem that would go to the temple. Now, Jesus went to the temple on many, many occasions. So if indeed this is a 2,000-year-old main thoroughfare, it is almost positive. We can be almost positive that Jesus actually traveled this road. Much of it is in a tunnel, because as they excavated and it made a tunnel. If I ever get back to Israel, and I hope I do, I don't know, this is one of the places that I would love to go. They are calling it the Pilgrim's Road, and of the sites in Israel, it seems like this is one of the more authentic. Now, let me say before we take the break, what I said about many of the sites either not being authentic or we don't know, please do not let that discourage you. Please don't allow that to discourage you. Whether the Via Dolorosa is the actual path that Jesus walked, we don't know. But we know it was in Jerusalem. We know it was in Jerusalem. So whether you walk in the actual where the footsteps of Jesus were, that never was really that important to me. I just wanted to be where Jesus was, and I wanted to get a feeling of the geography of Jerusalem, Bethlehem, how far Jericho was away, and the Sea of Galilee and Capernaum and so forth. That's far more important to me than whether I was actually standing on the exact place. One of the places, Capernaum, we know Capernaum is one of the authentic places, and there is the seashore there on the Sea of Galilee there in Capernaum. And we know that Jesus spent a great deal of time there at Capernaum and getting in and out of boats. And so when I was standing on the seashore this last trip, I just realized it's very, very, very probable that Jesus stood right where I was standing. That's cool. And there are other sites that are very, very authentic. So anyway, this is another exciting discovery in Israel. They're calling it Pilgrim's Road. And it looks like that is one of the roads that Jesus would have walked when he was headed to the temple. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM. Life-changing radio.
Speaking of Israel, why don't you go to thewordcolumbus.com right now and check out the Stand with Israel tour coming up this December. You have an opportunity to go with our Salem radio listeners from all over America, including listeners from right here in Columbus. Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher will be your hosts. Yes, you will go to Capernaum. Yes, you will go out on the Dead Sea. Yes, you will see Jerusalem. Yes, you will see the Jordan River, the Jezreel Valley. You go to all the important biblical sites as well as Masada and many others. It will be the trip of a lifetime. There's still room, but not a whole lot. So check it out, thewordcolumbus.com, the Stand with Israel tour. Go to thewordcolumbus.com today.
New Hope Christian Academy, located in Circleville, is home of the Statesman. School's out for the summer, but the fun is just beginning. Join New Hope's Adventure Club this summer for exciting field trips, pool days, theme days, STEAM projects, worship, and friendships. Create your own schedule and keep your child's creativity and love for learning engaged. For ages kindergarten through 12 years. For more information, call 740-477-6427 or visit nhchristianacademy.org.
The reviews speak for themselves.
Professional and fast.
The work that was done exceeded my expectations.
Serious work done fast and at a really good price.
Workmanship impeccable.
When you work with family-owned Broadview Windows, there's no high pressure, just a great experience, an excellent price, and fantastic new windows. Right now, get 40% off all windows and doors and 12 months interest-free. Broadview Windows is A-plus rated on BBB. Get a free quote today at BroadviewWindows.com. BroadviewWindows.com.
Aaron Smith says he and his wife Jennifer learned early in their marriage that where they kept their focus would determine the joy they would experience in marriage.
The moment we got out of the way of ourselves, we got out of the way of what God was doing, you know, stopped looking inward, stopped looking at, oh, what was us and what we don't have this, we actually started looking at what God was doing.
What it looks like to have a marriage after God, this week on Family Life Today.
Family Life Today, weekday mornings at 11 on The Word, WRFD.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, We'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
An extraordinary adventure to Israel can be yours. Join the Stand With Israel Tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher happening December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Register today at thewordcolumbus.com. This is Bob Burney, and listen, Christians have a biblical, affordable, and credible way to meet healthcare costs for themselves and their families. It's Christian Healthcare Ministries. The original health cost sharing ministry, Christian Healthcare Ministries, has been in operation since 1981. It's not insurance. It's Christians financially and spiritually supporting each other. Individuals or families send in monthly financial gifts of specified amounts. These are used to pay members' healthcare costs. Christian Healthcare Ministries doesn't cancel members or raise their monthly financial gifts if they have an expensive illness. A Better Business Bureau accredited charity, Christian Healthcare Ministry members support and help each other just as the early church did in the book of Acts. To learn more, visit chministries.org or call them at 800-791-6225. That's 800-791-6225.
Thrive Massage and Wellness is redefining what it means to be a spa, daring to create a place where things are as they ought to be, not as they have been. Thrive believes massage is essential to longevity, functionality, and disease management, and have invited therapists with a wide range of specialties. Right now, new customers can get a $50 30-minute Swedish massage for only $25. Find all the details in the Discount Shopping Club at thewordcolumbus.com.
This is AM 880 WRFD and 104.5 FM.
Life-changing radio.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
All right, this would be my little bit of politics today. Very little. But this is fascinating. I mean, really fascinating. ABC News and the Washington Post is reporting today that Donald Trump has reached his highest job approval rating since he became president. Isn't that fascinating? 44% of Americans approve of President Trump's overall job performance. And ABC News is just, they hate this. Here's the headline. Trump reaches career high approval, yet faces a range of re-election risks. So they couldn't just report it. They had to go, yet. Anyway, 40, I'm reading from the ABC story. 44% of Americans approve of Trump's overall job performance, up a slight 5 percentage points from April. Hey, in approval rating, an improvement of 5 points is huge. That's not slight. That's huge. Now, think about this. It is a fact that over 90% of all of the reporting in the media about Donald Trump is negative. Now, that's a fact. A verifiable fact. Now, his detractors would say, well, of course it's 90% negative because everything he does is negative. Okay, all right. I'm just saying, it is a fact that over 90% of everything that is reported about Donald Trump is negative. And yet, 44% of Americans say, you know what, I like what he's doing. Barack Obama was about the same place, but about 90% of everything that was reported about him was positive. Now just think, can you imagine what Donald Trump's approval ratings would be if he had the same media coverage that Obama did? Now, again, the detractors would say, well, Obama deserved the positive things and Trump deserves the negative. Okay, all right. Okay, if you want to say that, that's okay. All right. But just think, 44%, the highest approval rating of his presidency, in spite of the fact that 90% of everything that the American population hears and reads about Donald Trump is negative, and yet his approval ratings are rising. And that's one of the reasons why the press hates him. They're doing everything they can to make him look bad and to take him down, and the American public isn't listening. Well, a shocking book is coming out, what is today, the 8th? Tomorrow. And it's authored by Costi, C-O-S-T-I, Hinn. He is the nephew of Benny Hinn. His book, God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, How Truth Overwhelms a Life Built on Lies. This is the nephew of Benny Hinn. It is an expose of the exorbitant, obscene, and I don't mean obscene in a pornographic way, but obscene in an excessive way. It's about the life and the lifestyle of not just Benny Hinn, but the entire Hinn family. It's the Hinn dynasty. The nephew was a part of it for quite some time. And back in 2017, his conscience got to him. He saw the excesses, the exorbitant lifestyle that they were living because of the offerings of people, poor people. This nephew of Benny Hinn began thinking, we are staying in these expensive, expensive, expensive hotels, like the family spent stayed in the royal suite of the Burj Al Arab in Dubai that goes for $25,000 a night. A night. And evidently, that was not that unusual for the Hinn entourage. And this nephew began thinking, we're living this lifestyle because a whole bunch of poor people are giving us their last dollar, thinking that they can live the same lifestyle if they'll just give Benny Hinn some money. It's going to be an explosive book. It comes out tomorrow. Again, the name of the book, God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, How Truth Overwhelms a Life Built on Lies. By the way, after Benny Hinn found out this book was coming out, Benny Hinn offered a somewhat kind of sort of apology, saying, you know what, I may have overdone it a little bit. Yeah, he did. Has he really repented? Nah. But he did say, you know, maybe I did get a little unbiblical. That was when he found out that his nephew was going to blow the whistle. So anyway, it's going to be released tomorrow. God, Greed, and the Prosperity Gospel, How Truth Overwhelms a Life Built on Lies, by the nephew of Benny Hinn. All right. Yeah, there was a couple other stories I wanted to get to, but hey, we'll get them tomorrow, okay? I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn. deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.